It so what's he gonna do to
juicy.
It? Yeah. What's he gonna do to it?
He's gonna breed it.
Yeah, he's gonna say, yeah, he's gonna breed
he's
it.
He's gonna breed it. That's exactly what
he's gonna chat to man like uterus. He's gonna put kids in me. He's gonna find a way to put you in me. Guys.
Girls.
It's happened.
Tell him. Just tell him. Tell him.
Thanks to our audience.
Mm-hmm. Our mass audience.
Our mass audience.
Yeah, man.
That allow us to have a seat at a table.
Facts.
A seat at a table, bro.
Facts.
We said it was going to happen, bro. Mm-hmm. No free brand deals.
No free do brand stuff like deals. That. Yeah, man.
So it's been floopity this, floopity that.
Yeah.
Scoop da whoop, ka cloop.
Yeah.
Our boys at Whoop finally recognized.
Yeah.
They dropped the bag, you guys.
They dropped the bag.
They came in and said, SNG, take what you want.
Take what you want and just say Whoop,
just
please.
Call it Whoop.
Just call it Whoop.
That's what it's called.
Facts.
And we said,
if we must.
If we must, bro. But one thing I will say, guys, is obviously we've been downplaying Whoop a little bit. It doesn't sound like we have because we've given them minutes.
Yeah.
But we've been downplaying the capabilities of the software. Facts. I'm not going to lie to you, man. It's up.
It is up.
My brain is locked in.
Mm.
My brain is locked in. If I see a yellow recovery day, I'm
so
struggling.
Jarring.
Bro, I'm struggling if I see a yellow recovery day. My brain knows I'm just not there.
Yeah.
So guys, obviously Whoop came in, they dropped the bag. It's Whoop now.
It is now Whoop.
Whoop
guys.
Daddy's here. Yeah.
We are now classed as Whoop Daddies.
Yeah, we're now we're your Whoop Daddies.
Mm.
So guys, what's gonna happen is very, very exciting news. They've set up a whole scenario for us where once we finish our Whoop challenge, the SNG Super 8, once that is finished and I wear the crown, what's gonna happen is the entire community.
That's us, man. That's you, man.
That's you, man. That's us, man. That's all everyone is gonna jump on Whoop together.
Mm-hmm.
So once this is finished, we're gonna do a 12-week SNG family challenge.
Fair. Hope you guys are ready.
Where you guys at home can obviously grab a Whoop, join us in the community, and put 2024 really to the test.
Facts, bro.
Because I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I've been in the mirror. I've been in the mirror recently.
Yeah.
My titties.
Yeah.
Full.
Yeah.
My waist.
Slim.
Ski. Yeah. Your boy's tapering. You're tapering.
Yeah.
So if you want to taper with me, then all you need to do, guys, is go to, listen close.
Listen.
Join whoop.com/SNG.
Sierra November Golf.
So grab a Whoop from there.
Yes, sir.
Get it all set up. Get familiar. Because in a few weeks' time, we're going to kick off this 12-week challenge.
Yep.
It's going to be sick.
Yep.
Anyone who looks in shape in 2024 is going to be part of this collective.
Factual.
And I'm intrigued. I'm very, very intrigued to be opening up the community tab. Because obviously, I go into the community tab every day. And there's a chat function in there. And I see where I'm placed in this community. If I'm bumping in this community... and I'm opening up the tab on a random Tuesday and seeing I'm 964th.
Yeah. Best believe.
I'm livid.
Yeah, best believe
I'm livid.
That's gonna
happen. Stepping it up.
Yeah.
So I'm intrigued to actually see out of hopefully the hundreds or thousands or however many people want to join this challenge, we can actually see some trends.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do some call outs.
Yeah.
If I see a random Adam or a random Sally just chilling at number one, 100% recovery every day.
Ooh.
At 23 strain on a daily.
I'll be like, tell me your secret.
Yeah.
What's your secret?
We might have to call him up.
Yeah, facts.
What's the fucking secret?
On show, live.
Yeah. So guys, very, very exciting. So obviously go to join.whoop.com/SNG right now. Grab a Whoop, get familiar, because in a few weeks time, we're doing this as a collective.
We are.
It's gonna be fascinating. Also guys, you get to try Whoop for 30 days, risk-free, zero commitment.
Facts.
So if you're on the fence and you're like, ah, I'm not so sure, grab it.
Try it out,
30
man.
Days. If you don't like it, send it back.
Try it out.
And they'll run it back for you. Okay, cool. So if you already didn't know, this is what Whoop is. This little John is what Whoop is. We've had it on our wrist. If you're new here, we've had it on our wrist for the last, what, three, four weeks now?
3.5 weeks now.
Yeah. For our Super 8 challenge. So it was a wearable health and fitness coach. And what we've been doing for this SNG Super 8 challenge is measuring our strain levels. So that's how hard we're working in our workouts and throughout the day. Our recovery levels, that's the quality of our sleep. our little sauna trips, mm-hmm. a little ice baths, whatever mm-hmm. it takes, a little massage, mm-hmm. getting our full recovery as well as our sleep. So I think we should go to the scores, no?
Yeah, let's tally up some scores.
See how this week has gone. While you're doing that, mm-hmm. I'll say I've been doing very, very well on sleep and recovery for the last couple of weeks. This week just gone has not been good.
Yeah.
My strain has not been too bad though. I'm in the habit every single time now, 15 minutes cardio at the start, a hard weight session, 15 minutes at the end. Your boy's been on the Stairmaster.
Yeah.
I haven't sweat like this in years.
Yeah.
I haven't sweat. 15 minutes on Stairmaster every day will fuck you.
Mm.
Yeah, it will fuck you. I've been on the spin bike as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I've been doing well.
Damn,
I'm happy.
Fair play. My strain for some reason is always up, so I'm happy with that. My recovery's not been the best this week. So I think I had one.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Green last week and I felt gassed.
Yeah.
I felt so good. I felt it and I was like, damn, why can't I stay like this all the time?
Bro, this is what I'm saying. 100%,
why can't I stay like this 100%
recovery should be the minimum requirement daily.
Facts. Like, why can't I stay like that?
Minimum requirement is that you go to sleep and wake up recovered.
Facts.
And these days, I'm gassed if I get a green recovery.
Gassed if I get a green. I stay in yellow.
Yeah.
I stay in at 45.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me, so I'm livid about that. Sleep, I just need to get better on naturally. But I don't know what it is. But my cardio was up on the bike. No free promos. And when I say I didn't do an advanced beginner this time, I did just a standard 30 minute workout.
Oh, okay.
You man.
I swear.
The sweat that was coming off me, I've never sweat like that in my entire life.
Obviously, without plugging, was it what, a smelloton?
It's a fleloton. It's a fleloton.
Fleloton? Sorry, my bad.
Fleloton, yeah.
And you got is that the one with the baddies on the screen that tell you to do these things?
Yeah. There's so many different instructors.
Do you use a man or a woman?
I've used three women, one man. I used the guy for the time I broke sweat.
Yeah.
I broke sweat, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the music choice was up.
They solely employ banging humans, innit?
They know what they're doing.
Tactical.
They know what they're doing.
All right, fair play. You man, okay. How have you gone?
Oh yeah, you man, go.
Not too bad. Yeah, I don't know. My week's been shit. I'm not gonna
really?
Lie.
Really? Why?
My week has been shit. Just, I don't know, man. I don't know what happened. It's just gonna be.
These man didn't want to hear it.
No,
so as you finished 75
like
hard, I knew he wasn't built for it anymore.
It's
like that's
that.
Okay, bro.
Happened.
If that's if you're not, if I promise you, bro, if you're not built for it anymore, now that you finished your silly little 75 hard,
I need this.
You've got your £500 in your bank.
Yeah, I need this.
And you've taken your foot off the gas.
Yeah, I need this. All right, cool.
Let's go, Ellis.
It's all fuel.
Man ordered Nando's today. Where's your prep kitchen?
Oh, that was shit.
Yeah, here we go. Last week you said it was good.
Nah, I didn't like it. It was getting too repetitive.
That's what I wrote.
It was getting repetitive.
Didn't matter last week, though.
Facts. Facts. Taste buds didn't matter when you do 75
hard.
It's okay, Ellis, man.
Whatever. Yeah.
We know who's really built for it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, whatever, man.
Man. All right, cool. Rem?
Pretty good week for me. I've been taking pride in my resting heart rate.
I've seen it's actually been dropping.
Yes, from my knowledge, it's always been just above 60. Since doing the Whoop Challenge, it's down to like 56 now.
Damn,
crazy!
I just want to see that
dropping
down.
Yeah, you want that 2 beats per minute.
I want it.
Yeah. Just pumping blood.
Like crazy zone. Yeah. What's that swimmer's?
Phelps?
Yeah, my man's resting heart rate was something stupid like 30.
That's insane.
Something dumb like that. And I remember
seeing that. Every 2 seconds?
That's crazy.
That's too much strength.
That's efficiency.
You feel it like that. Every 2 seconds you're feeling it like that. Nah, I'm not on it.
It will drape you on the dance floor.
Wow.
Yeah, I need that efficiency. I need that. So I'm working towards that. That's my own separate goal from the Whoop Challenge.
All right, scores. Foo had 4 plus 2 plus 2, 8.
Have to be averaging 8s and 9s.
I'm averaging 8s
have
every
to be.
Week.
That's calm, bro. That's
it's
good.
Calm, but it's annoying because it's the same. It's always 4-2-2. Give me a 3, bro.
Fair.
Any other ones? Remski, 3, plus 8, sorry. James 2 plus 3 plus 4, 9. Ellis 1 plus 1. This is your lowest week, Ellis. Plus 3. Damn. So yeah, 1, 1, 3, which is 5.
Damn. All right. So we're 4 weeks in. The score.
The total score. Sorry.
Calculator.
Yeah.
No, because last week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, actually, you nearly shafted me a couple points last week.
No. That was on me reading this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. All right.
Not me.
Cool, cool,
not
cool.
My mental maths.
So, right. Ellis. 8 plus 9.
8 plus 9. Yeah.
7.
Yeah.
5.
Yeah. 29.
29. Rem.
Mm-hmm.
7 plus 6.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 7.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 8.
28.
28. Fuhad.
Mm-hmm.
7 plus 7.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 8.
Mm-hmm.
Plus
8. 30.
30. Mm. James, 8.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 8.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 8.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 9.
33. Yeah.
Leaders lead. Anyway, guys, thanks for
so
tuning
in. So was it 30, 33, 30, 28, 29? Or 28, 29? I need, so I know I need to work on recovery and sleep. Recovery more so than sleep.
I need to keep my recovery going. My sleep's doing good. I need to keep up with my sleep, get my recovery back up. And this week is my, considering I trained yesterday, this week's my opportunity to hit strain. Mm. This is my opportunity.
It's also a good way to bridge the gap considering you're three points ahead.
Gang.
Mm. What do you feel like you need to work on?
My life, mate.
Ellis, man.
By the sounds of it. My recovery was awful. I've only just corrected it. The last 2 days I've been in green.
Mm-mm.
In recovery. So I've only just corrected it. I don't know what went wrong.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Right, we've got the question of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, Daddy, the question is
Weirdest encounter with a stranger.
Weirdest encounter with a stranger. Okay.
I'll let you go first.
You're gonna let me go?
Mm.
Right, weirdest encounter with a stranger. This older woman came up to me randomly in the street, grabbed my jacket and said, "You smell like my husband. He's now dead," and walked away. I spent the rest of the day fearing for my life.
Jesus.
"You smell like my husband. He's dead." I haven't got time for that kind of interaction.
I'm also trying like doing playing devil's ad and like she's been lonely. She smells something she ain't smelt in a minute.
"You smell like my husband.
Where's
dead.
That coming from? I need to smell it again."
Bro, when I was younger, there was a girl I used to date when I was much younger, like 16. She had this perfume. And when I say I was walking down the street one day through a busy street and people were walking past me, walking by, and I smelt it.
Yep.
And her name nearly left my lips. Siobhan, fam. Let's call her Siobhan. Literally, I was like, because I was on my phone. I looked up and I was like, Shiv?
Shiv!
Shiv?
Is that you?
Yeah, and it was annoying. It didn't make me remember the bad times. Yeah. I only remembered the good shit. I was so pissed off.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Wow.
Man said Shiv?
Jesus.
Oh. All right, weirdest encounter with a stranger. I blew her back out and she interviewed me for a job 2 days later. There was race play involved.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
HR finna hear something.
Damn.
Jesus.
There was race play involved.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
This place crazy. That's a no-no.
A no-no.
Oh,
jokes.
A customer at work walks up to me and says, "Come on, let's go. You ain't about shit." I prepared for a fight as he set all of his things down. He then readied his hands for a game of rock, paper, scissors.
Oh my God.
I beat him. He told me I'm valid, apologized, then left.
That's a long encounter, but also jokes at the outcome.
Bro.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors. Let's go. You ain't about shit.
You ain't about shit.
A man said, swear. And he was like, and he said, swear. Bat, bat, bat. So say less, say less. So you're valid. Let me get my shit going.
That's jokes. Man, apologize.
Sorry. You're strong.
That's jokes. I was asleep on a flight, woke up. The woman next to me had her feet on my lap, no shoes. Can you imagine, bro? A stranger's feet on your lap as you awake from a sleep.
That's a piss take. I remember when I was like young, my dad took us to America. And I think we were on a coach from like Washington, DC to like New York or something.
How long was that coach?
It was long.
Sounds long.
Maybe I'm making that up. All I remember is in that trip, we were in Washington and we were in New York. So okay. Maybe we were on a coach. We were on a coach somewhere.
Okay.
And he sat me and I was just old enough to understand Peng.
Okay.
Him and my brother were sat on this side of the coach.
Mm-hmm.
I was sat on this side next to one baddie.
Mm.
Obviously.
So baddie on the window seat and you're on the aisle?
On the window, I'm on the aisle.
Okay.
And obviously, daddy was a little boy.
Yeah.
So yeah. After a few bumps, my head was swinging.
Yeah, oh, were you kipping?
Yeah, I was snoozing. Okay. I tried to keep my cool because obviously there's a Lengers next to me, even though she's like 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
Try to keep my cool, bro. Back then, back of a car, any vehicle, I'm snoozing.
Neck is gone.
Bro, when I say I woke up laying on her lap.
Oh.
And I woke up with this one.
Oh.
And I looked up and she was looked down smiling and was like, it's all right.
Oh.
And I was thinking, how long was I there?
Oh.
And my dad was laughing.
Oh.
And I was like, someone crashed the coach. If someone doesn't final destination this coach in a second, I'm going to lose my head.
Damn.
Yeah. It was embarrassing.
Sorry, G.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
That's peak, man.
Walked out of a theater watching Black Panther 2 weeks after it's been released.
Yeah.
And someone's white grandpa came up to me and said, great job with that movie. I really enjoyed it. He said, you blacks achieve something and you deserve recognition.
Great job with that movie.
I really enjoyed it. I didn't know what I was walking into, but yeah, your man really did the damn thing.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I said,
I was taking money out of the ATM when a guy stole my glasses off my face.
No. People play too much.
Bro, imagine you're casually taking money and you fear for your life thinking someone's about to steal the cash from your hands.
Yeah.
And they steal the only way you can see.
Yeah.
Do you know how inconvenient that is?
Yeah, bro, to be fair, because I don't need glasses, I don't actually understand how bad that is, but I'm sure it's just the worst.
If like my vision was like 10 times worse, oh my bro.
10 times is excessive.
To be fair, that is excessive. I remember
you'll be blind.
There's someone that we know, I feel like a friend adjacent that wears thick glasses. She said her prescription was like -6 point something. Do you remember?
I don't know who that is.
I can't remember her name. That's the thing. I think it was like one of your gaming circle's partners, maybe.
Oh, maybe. I don't remember.
She said it was like -6. The ting was Wedge, bro.
Yeah, sir.
Wedge.
She just can't see.
She just can't see, bro.
Damn.
I was thinking, how are you operating on a day to day?
Both my parents wear glasses. I'm dreading the day. My dad has... is long-sighted.
Yeah.
So we can't see shit that's here. Pass this bastard a phone.
Yeah.
And you'll see, you're not looking at a man anymore.
Oh, it's like.
Fam? Pass this bro a phone, said, look at this picture. A man does this.
Yeah.
And he's like this. And you're like, are you the protector of this family?
Because
what's happening when a brother throws a fist in your face?
Yeah.
Start from over there.
Yeah. Slow down.
Yeah, run at me. Nah,
are you,
man.
The protector
of
this
is
family?
The man I look up to.
Oh.
A man said, oh, it looks like it hurts.
Yeah.
It's bothersome. And then you see him like just reaching for glasses.
Really?
And I'm like, dad, man.
Do you know what his thing is? What minus
bro,
prescription?
It's because I probably do, but I don't know what it means. Every time you ask a prescription or someone tells you a prescription, every time I'm around you and you're like, oh, what's your thing? And someone says, minus this, plus this. I don't know what any of it means.
The thing is, I don't know like in depth what it means. I just know the higher your minus number is, the worse your vision is.
Oh, okay.
That's all I can say.
Oh, okay.
Because I think minus like -0.75 or
minus
one.
Oh, what's the limit?
I have no idea what the limit is. But I'm telling you that that chick was like minus six something.
Damn.
And that's crazy.
And yours is minus point something?
Point something.
And you still need a glass?
I don't need it, but I occasionally use it.
All right, go down a bit. How bad is your eyesight? Suppose your numbers are closer to zero between 0.750, negative positive, in the case you're almost good eyesight with no need for wearing glasses regularly. That's because you're to three, both positive and negative means you have mild eyesight defect. Okay, more than three falls under high prescription power.
Power is crazy.
Power is crazy. You'll be advised to wear your glasses constantly. You get very blurry vision without your glasses. Damn. All right.
So telling you she was minus six, bro. So that's what she was saying.
Damn.
Them jaws were thick.
Anything above three is you need that shit constantly.
Yeah, that jaw.
She said
stick,
I'm minus
bro.
Six.
Yeah, bro.
It's that's double game. The constant prescription.
Yeah, it's not a game out here.
Just take my eyes, bro.
Bro, it's so unfair how some people have 20/20 and some man just don't.
Facts.
There's some man just don't.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
It's, when we're talking about how we see the world in front of us,
bro,
it's actually not
it's
fair.
It's not fair. Because why? Am I not a human too?
Yeah. Did God not give me the same eyes?
Bro, it's mental.
Wow.
It's mental.
The man I was on a first date with spent approximately 15 minutes explaining to me how he wanted to do a sexy maternity role play scene. Sorry, a sexy maternity role play scene where I was meant to pretend to give birth.
Say that all again.
So basically, he wanted to do role play. First date.
First date.
He spent 15 minutes explaining that he wanted to do role play. And she said, what role play? And he was like,
maternity.
Picture this. Maternity. I want you to grab my hand. And we're going to go.
I mean, say
the sexy. Yeah. The sexy. Make sure you keep it sexy. She said, what the fuck is sexy? He's like, when I say push, I want to see.
Yeah. I want to see that push.
Yeah.
Oh my. And I want, when you're screaming, I want you to heave. With,
yeah, heave.
Heave, but sultry.
Yeah. Moan into it. Yeah. Yeah. Give me those, give me those dilation numbers.
Oh my goodness, man.
Yeah, let me check that dilation.
That's people are actually crazy.
Yeah,
people
bro.
Are actually crazy. All right. I got called a young mum by a stranger. I explained I'm a nanny. He called me a nilf and asked for my number. I said no, and he called me a dumb, ugly sket, you and your baby.
Oh, shit. You're not calling my baby a sket.
It's not even her baby.
Oh, my baby's baby.
Yeah.
Nah. Oh, a nanny is in work.
Yes,
yeah,
bro.
Sorry, my bad. I thought you meant nanny as in just like, I'm a grandmother.
No. Nanny as in work.
You're a nilf.
Yeah.
You and your baby are skets.
You dumb, ugly sket.
You and your baby. What's wrong with guys, bro? They can't say rejection.
Rejection is rock bottom for a man then. It's rock bottom.
Yeah, if I put my confidence on the line here, you're a nilf. Let me get that number. Wow, right. One time in year 9, I was on the bus with my friend. And when we were coming off, I felt her tug my braid. So I turned around and instead, it was this old white lady still holding my braid. She didn't say a word.
That's scary.
That's terrifying.
That's scary. About to get off the bus and yanks.
She's like, hi, man. And there's an old lady just there staring at you. Because obviously, instinct, you'll want to be like, get off me.
Facts.
But you
Facts.
Don't know how hard she's holding
Facts.
It. So if you wrench and she
yeah,
drags,
yeah.
What's going to ensue?
Yeah. It's
That's terrifying.
She's an old lady. Like, what's actually, who's going to be in your favor, defense?
Yeah.
A random lady on the bus stopped me and tried to take a bite out of my pizza slice and said, don't be stingy.
Wow.
Don't be stingy.
Don't be stingy. You got a whole pizza. That's a whole pie.
Let me get a
fucking I just want one slice.
Let me get a little bite, man.
Yuck. Don't be stingy. Right. When I had cornrows, I looked a bit too good that some grown man thought I was a female. He whistled and looked at me and said, I can show you the time of your life. I ran home and locked the door.
Thought I was a fit. How good are these braids?
Yeah, how fresh are you looking?
And what's the curvature on your body?
Bro.
Pulls, but like.
Man whistled and said, I'll show you the time of your life.
He ran home and locked the door.
Yeah.
That's fear. That's serious fear.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever run home and locked the door in my life. In my entire life.
The only time I did was that Roadman story I told you about. When he finally let us free.
Yeah, yeah.
When he
yeah.
gave us free.
Yeah, you had to.
Oh, I skidded my bike home and I locked the door.
A guy tried to sell me his belt for my trousers.
Get the fuck out of my face.
Make it make sense.
Get the fuck out of my face.
Make it make sense.
That's one of them guys who thinks they're funny.
Mm.
They spend too much time on road selling charity and they think they're funny now. Right. Ran into an old sheep shearer in the night in the middle of buttfuck nowhere. To this day, I can't tell you why, but he insisted on buying me a shot of tequila, but only if I stapled his nipple.
Where were they?
He just said in the middle of buttfuck nowhere in the middle of the night. And he knows this guy is a sheep shearer.
What's a shearer, bro?
Someone who shears sheep.
Oh, Jesus. Only if he staples my nipple.
Broski, I'll buy a shot of tequila if you staple my nipple.
To what? Just to himself? To like,
just put the staple in it.
Oh my goodness. People are.
Yeah. Why would I do that for a shot of tequila?
Brother.
Where are we even?
Yeah. There's so many unanswered.
Mm.
So many unanswered questions. A guy told me his wife's lesbian lover moved into their home with her kids and now he lives in the basement.
Having nowhere to go is just the longest.
That is the bar. Yeah. Having nowhere to go because he clearly has nowhere to go. Because why are you putting up with that? Why are you putting up with that? You have nowhere to go. He just has to literally put up with it. Jarring.
I'll take up taekwondo just to get the fit, just to get the angle out.
Yeah, you need sign.
Oh.
You would need sign.
Right. Whilst walking my dog, a man pulls over and asks, "Can I walk with you?" I said no, kept it cute, and started pushing, only to hear this man scream, "Are you really saying no to me? I want to walk with you. Come here."
That's fair.
Bro.
That's fair. Some men are scary, bro. "I want to walk with you. Can't you hear me? Come here.
Come here."
Nah, man. What is this?
It's terrifying out there. We said it obviously on the Patreon episode.
What is this, man? £3 a month.
Yeah, £3 a month, 10p a day. Come on, run the pizza and SG. Being a female in a world full of men is hard. Because I don't experience that fear.
Mm.
But obviously, I said I went to that gym in Bethnal yesterday. Bethnal G.
Yeah.
Muscle Works Gym. And they're like, new bay.
Yeah.
And I was just scared, man.
For the fear of God,
yeah,
you.
New bay. Yeah.
Come here.
What
was the thing we reacted to? If anybody touches that bay, they're gonna die or something. What did he say?
Yeah. The inmate.
Yeah.
If anyone touches that ass before me, they're dead.
You man? If anyone touches that ass before me,
they're dead.
My ass couldn't be the ass they're talking about.
He said he's willing to take a life of this ass. What's he gonna do to it?
He's gonna breed it.
Yeah, he's gonna breed it.
He's gonna
chat to man like uterus. He's gonna put kids in me. He's gonna find a way to put use in me. Yeah, He's gonna breed it.
He's gonna have to. And he's gonna be living that you're not pregnant.
Yeah, he's gonna keep trying.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's got nothing but time on his hands.
Literally.
Time and testosterone.
Oh God.
Wow.
I'm gonna do one more.
We say some stuff.
We do say some stuff. We do say some stuff.
Gonna breed it.
I'm gonna do one more.
Yeah.
I gave a homeless man a pair of gloves. He didn't like them, so he smacked the food out of my hands.
Piss off. Right, last one. I once came across a homeless stranger who offered to give a blowjob for an energy drink.
Wow.
Slow. If you're willing to give a blowjob for an energy drink, you're willing to get a blowjob for anything.
Anything.
Yeah. Because as soon as I give you the energy drink, you're going to want fish fingers.
Fast. So you're going to suck him off again.
Yeah. You're just going to keep sucking until you get what you need to make it through the day. Because on the priority fish list... Fingers. Bro, priority list is fucking low.
Very low.
Fuck, man.
Fish fingers is jokes.
So guys, welcome back.
Indeed.
Thank you for joining us today.
Indeed.
This is another beautiful Monday and we are recording the second best podcast on the planet.
Facts.
SNG.
Facts.
So if you enjoy the second best podcast on the planet.
Mm.
I thought, oh, it'd be really, really cool if they just did like a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because like Monday's done when it's done.
Mm.
And I want a little bit more to wet my beak.
Mm.
I've built up a tolerance and it's not getting me through the week. Say less. Head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs.
Yes, sir.
Contribute £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the Peter S&G and you can binge episodes.
4 years worth.
4 years worth of episodes over there. And that's where all the good is.
Facts.
Yours also become part of the culture. You okay? Will. Your daddies will take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Will make you feel nice, pretty.
Safe.
Safe.
Warm.
Warm.
Held.
Come on, man. Just for £3 a month.
Just for £3
That's a
month.
Bargain. It Cheaper is. Than chips, bro.
Facts.
So head on over there. If you're staying here with us today, please subscribe to the channel if you're watching on YouTube.
Make sure.
If you're staying here with us today, please leave us a nice review if you're listening on any of our audio platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, before we get into the back to school, we have a new monster flavor for you to try. Right, crack open the fridge. So in here...
The pink thing.
Yeah, the pink thing. That's an Ultra Rosa on your hands there.
Ultra.
Ellis brought this in for you.
Rosa.
So this is like, again, it's lighthearted. It's zippy, like the white and the blue, but it's got floral notes.
Okay.
We're bringing in floral notes now.
Okay.
I can't think of the
flavor
equivalent
profile.
Flavor.
Okay.
In other drinks, because okay. obviously wants to keep it unique.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this one's got a little bit more fruity.
Mm-hmm.
We're not at pipeline punch level fruity,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna build our way
it's
up
just,
there.
It's just floral.
It's just floral notes.
Okay.
So yeah, give that a go and let me know what you think.
All right.
So get that snap. Ooh. It's spitting out the top. You see a drip? It's
yeah.
spitting out
that
the top.
That's what
you see. Yeah. Slurp that.
You're right, just hidden notes of floral. I can't smell it. Not really. It's nice.
It's all right, right?
It's all right. I would say, for me personally, I would add a tinge more of that rosa. Just a tinge more. Because you get, when you actually, when the, all right.
Yes, bro.
Let me break it down for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When that liquid sits on your tongue, pause, you get that floral sensation and that floral taste.
It circulates.
It does circulate. It makes you salivate.
Yeah.
But once you swallow, pause, it's gone. Like it's neutral again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
so it's not enough.
Yeah, it's not enough. You have to keep drinking it.
Exactly.
That's the test. It's one of them ones.
But what I would say, it's not even a caveat, to follow on from this, I will no longer be drinking this anymore. not because of like any, I like the, don't get me wrong, I've liked the flavors I've tried. But when I say caffeine doesn't agree with me, you man, the day I had, it was either the white or the blue. I had probably like almost the whole can. When I say to you, man, my stomach was bubbling that day.
Yeah.
I said, never again.
Yeah.
I'm happy to try. If you, man, are willing to waste cans on me, I'm happy to try flavors.
It's fine. I'll wipe it and drink it myself.
Yeah, but yeah.
I'll wipe it and drink it myself.
I was bubble guts that day.
Yeah, I knew caffeine doesn't agree with you because every time we've given you something, you've shat.
Yeah, it just
I've given
make
you
sense.
Pre-workout shat. I'm giving you monster shat.
I said to you a few episodes ago, I'm sure there's like five things I'm intolerant to. Caffeine is one of them.
Alcohol
is one of them.
Yeah.
Shellfish is one of them. Dairy is one of them.
Oh, dairy is my
and
Everest.
Everest is the word. And probably sugar.
Bro.
Like quantities of sugar. Not like it every day.
Dairy, yeah. Ice cream?
Yeah, that's my top five right there.
Ice cream is number one.
Like, scoop.
Takes my kneecaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, when I say I wake up with the ache.
Yeah, it's bro, so uncomfortable.
I wake up with the ache.
It's so uncomfortable. But the ice cream the night before was so banging.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It doesn't make sense how it can come in my mouth so cold, come out so hot.
So hot. Scalded hot.
Yeah, my skin temperature rises, you man. It's scary.
Have you man ever finished a pot of Haagen-Dazs salted caramel ice cream? God.
Not salted caramel. I don't like salted caramel, but yeah.
Oh, fair.
I'd start the plain vanilla with that.
I'm a cookies and cream kind of baby.
The salted caramel Haagen-Dazs. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Haagen-Dazs is top tier ice cream.
It is. They know what they're doing.
Baskin-Robbins.
I say never, that's a lie. I rarely,
bro,
rarely,
you get me in a Cineworld, scoop of cookies and cream, another scoop of mint chocolate chip, I'm not sleeping tonight. Say less. I'm shitting and it's worth it.
Say less.
Bro, my guts are murked.
Say less.
And the blow? I'm bloated for days,
yeah,
you man.
Yeah, it's the blow.
God forbid I had gluten as well.
Yeah, God forbid!
God forbid I had gluten.
Yeah, it's
bro,
long.
My eyes are puffy, my tummy's puffy, and I'm shitting.
It's so long. You're just walking around like, sluggish.
Murked.
Sluggish.
Hate it, man.
Oh,
hate
my
it.
Days, that's jokes.
Right, we got back to school.
We have got back to school, guys. If you don't know, back to school key stage 3 questions for the team, as well as for you guys, aged between 11 to 14. I'll be asking the squad 5 questions. I need 5 answers. We'll rotate the whiteboards and we'll get to marking. It could be a plethora of different subjects. Let's see what you guys get at home in the comments. Back to school. We ready? Question number 1. What is 86% of 200? What is 86% of 200? Locked, yeah? Cool. Next question. Which of these might you use to bind together moist or slippery ingredients? Breadcrumbs, eggs, milk, or tomato puree?
Fuck.
Which of these might you use to bind together moist or slippery ingredients? Breadcrumbs, eggs, milk, or tomato puree.
Hmm.
Let me know when everyone is locked.
Hmm is right. I don't understand the context.
Because, like, I mean, surely this is dependent upon what you're making, no?
Ellis seems locked.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It should depend on what it actually is.
It's a bit of a ski whiff question, but I think I have an answer, but...
Yeah, I think I've got it. I think.
I feel like I've got this one wrong. I have such an argument as to why it's not wrong, but whatever.
Here we go.
Oh, I'll shut up and take that out.
Right, are we all up?
Yeah.
Question number 3. In a periodic table, what is a period? A horizontal row, a vertical line, the left-hand side, or the middle block? In a periodic table, what is a period? A horizontal row, a vertical line, the left-hand side, or the middle block. Which expression means doesn't fit in? A kettle of fish, fish out of water, other fish to fry, swim like a fish. I'll say it again. Which expression means doesn't fit in? A kettle of fish, B, fish out of water, C, other fish to fry, D, swim like a fish. Last but not least, spell isosceles.
Oh, fuck.
God.
I ain't got it.
God damn.
I ain't got that.
Well, you said that about synagogue, so.
Isosceles.
The funny thing is I wrote this down and I knew it would spin all your brains.
Yeah, bro. Isosceles.
Yeah, because as soon as I was thinking, fuck. Fuck, I would have struggled with this, Jordan.
Locked. Oh, I'm leaving it there.
I'm leaving it there. Locked.
Yeah,
I'm just putting extra letters in.
Yeah.
All right.
Switcheroos, yeah. Please.
I'll be here all day.
Question 1 was, what is 86% of 200? And the answer is 172. Question 2. Which of these might you use to bind together moist or slippery ingredients? The answer is A, breadcrumbs.
I thought it was.
So.
Yeah, what's your argument?
Yeah. So I wrote tomato puree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're chefing it up like me,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes, I can't remember, what's the French word for it?
For?
Onions, garlic, celery, carrots.
I don't embarrass myself.
Is that mille pois? Is that what it is?
I think
I'm
so.
Not too maybe, sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, when you're doing like a nice stock base,
mm-hmm.
That bitch gets slippery when you're sauteing that, John.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know.
Mm-hmm. Saute is what I thought you were gonna say.
Nah, yeah. When you're sauteing it,
mm-hmm.
Bitch gets slippy.
Right.
You put some tomato puree in there, it binds it.
Mm.
Okay.
And then if you want to unbind it, chicken stock. But that's for another day. So that's why I wrote tomato puree.
Cool.
Fair.
Breadcrumbs was my second answer.
In a periodic table, what is a period? The answer is a horizontal row. Question number 4. Which expression means
does. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Flakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know? I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Yeah.
You got the winter blues. Tell the truth. You got the winter blues.
Yeah, and it's sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/gigspod.
Doesn't fit in. The answer was B, fish out of water. Last but not least.
Yeah, let's hear this.
Spell isosceles. I-S O-S C-E L-E-S. So that's I-S O-S C-E L-E-S.
I'm vexed.
Yeah, no one's getting that though.
I wrote I wrote it three times, and that was one of the ones I wrote.
Swear.
Oh shit.
Yeah. The what? How did I spell it, Ellis?
So you spelled it I S C O S S O L E S E.
Yeah, I was way off.
Wait, what?
Way off.
Yeah. Don't worry, mine is fucking worse. Don't worry.
That sounds like ascolosis or something like
that.
I don't know what you
spelled. I knew one of them was going to be an SC.
SC. Okay.
Ascolosis.
That's what it sounded like, bro. Because you said SC, I was like, bro. You had Ellis. So what did Ellis get? No, is that Ellis or Rem?
Rem got one.
Rem got one. Ellis, how much did James get?
2 out of 5.
And Rem, how much did Ellis get?
3.
Let's go, Ellis!
Let's fucking go.
What ones did you get? Played. And then we got breadcrumbs, innit? Waste, man.
Breadcrumbs. Let's go.
Yeah.
Horizontal row.
Yeah.
Fish out of water.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Well played.
Well played, okay, man.
Good shit, man.
GG's, bro.
I saw your answer for the first math question, so I knew you were right. How did you do your calculation?
For the first math question?
So 86% of 172? Yeah. What was your calculation? Or what was your method, rather?
Oh, so I did 86%.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, I worked out what 10% was, times by 8, worked out what 1% was, times by 6, put them together.
Rah, that's.
Jeez. I did the same thing. I worked out what 50% was, worked out what 20% was, worked out what 1% was, put that together. And it was wrong.
So, you man did it a long way.
Yeah, how'd you do it?
86% of 200 is double 86% of 100. And what 86% of 100 is 86. So 86 times 2 is 86% of 200.
Oh, fair.
Fair play.
Fair play.
So yeah, fuck me.
That's so much easier than what I did.
Yeah, fair play. Fair play, fair play, fair play.
Fair play.
Yeah.
Fair.
But that one, I think, that's the thing is, what I struggle with maths is, I can do a method. So like my method would, the way I did it would work for, no matter what.
I know what you're saying.
That method would only work for something I can work out that. Like 200 is a whole, is a double of 100.
Right, right.
So I would be able to use that method, but only that one time. Mm-hmm. So my brain would never tell me to use that method. Mm-hmm. Whereas like the method I use, I could use it for whatever it was.
Fair.
86% of anything.
Mm-hmm. Fair, 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 fair.
And you got that one right?
Yeah.
Fair.
So scores are Ellis for back to school so far.
Cool. So it's James 3, Rem 1, Ellis 1.
Nice. Let's go. Very nice.
Let's go. Let me know what you guys got in the comments below.
Okay, gang. So I have been watching something that people have been telling me to watch.
Okay.
Which is the new season of the Love on the Spectrum US. Bro. On Netflix.
Yeah.
My God. When I said, so every time I've spoken about it before, it's all about how these like murk me off.
Yeah.
Right. So these two.
Yeah.
David and Abby.
Yeah.
David's a boyfriend.
Yeah.
So Abby loves animals, innit?
Mm-hmm.
They've been dating for a minute now.
Mm-hmm.
Abby loves animals, especially lions. Bro, her one dream is to go to Africa and see, like, go on safari and see lions. Broski, man pulled up to her yard one time and her mom, Abby's mom was crying. She was like, David is just so good to her. When I say David's autistic, David's autistic, bro. But still, he puts us all to shame. Pulled up, and I thought he was gonna propose to her.
Okay.
She was like, the mom was like, I never thought Abby was ever gonna get this.
Damn.
I never thought he was gonna get this in her life. And like, David's actually doing it for her. So like, I'm so happy. So I was like, damn, he's gonna propose, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Bro, he pulled up there, said, I'm taking you, your mom, and my sisters to Africa. I don't know where he found the P. But yeah, he said, I'm taking all you man to Africa. We're going on a safari, we're gonna see some lions. And then Abby, bless her, she was like, oh, that's so cute. When we can afford it, we're gonna go to Africa. Like, that's such a nice gesture. The mom was like, we're going now, bro. She screamed, you man.
Nah.
She couldn't believe it.
Nah, that's crazy. She said,
David, you're the best boyfriend ever. And they lipsed.
Bars.
Yeah, closed mouth, but they lipsed.
You're such an asshole. You're such an asshole.
Bro, it's going on, it's going on, it's going on, it's going on.
It's closed mouth, but it lives.
James, bro, he starts off this season, he struggled last season. Mm-hmm. He's way into medieval shit.
What? Is it the same cast from this?
From last season, yeah. Why? A lot of it is. There's new people, but a lot, because they haven't found love.
Oh, so they just
They're running it back until they find it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought they just switched cast. If you haven't found it, it's your business. I don't watch the show, bro. I'm asking. So I'm thinking, why is he still on season two?
Bro, if you haven't found it, it's your business.
It's your business. Why are you reading it up? Why are you wasting production money? Yeah, okay, okay, I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm with you.
Bro, so James loves medieval shit.
Yeah, okay.
When I say this guy is honest through and through, bro, he fucking pulls up and was just like, this is what I want from a relationship.
Yeah.
He went on 30, fam, this is the dread thing. He went on 30 speed dating sessions. And I don't mean 30 people, I mean 30 events. Not one match.
That, yeah.
That would shatter me.
Yeah.
How he keeps his chin up.
Yeah.
I do not know.
With a smile on his face.
With a
smile
on his face.
Fair fucking play, man.
How he does it, I do not know.
30 different events and 30 events of
speed dating, not a single match.
I would look in the mirror differently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He can't find love. He linked one thing that he was down for. A couple of, he said, since the first season he came out, he's had tings in his DMs.
Okay.
Yeah, his DMs have been up.
Okay.
So cool, he went and linked one thing that he met.
Yeah.
And was like, man, it's perfect. But he's adamant he doesn't want kids. So she was like, I can't wait to settle down and have kids. He said, charged. He said, I want this, but I have to charge it. I have to charge it, bro.
It's a deal breaker, man. Kids, bro, or no kids is a deal breaker.
It really is. And he stood on business. And she was like, thank you for being honest with me. And I was thinking, played.
Fucking facts, bro.
I know a couple of men that were played that out.
Yeah, bro, that emotional maturity is up in the show.
Yeah, bro, they
would have
played out and then just lied to her face.
Facts, especially if the nut's good. I'm keeping it up.
Right, so who I've got here, Connor. Connor. Connor, yeah. He's like 23, lives with his mum and dad still. He does live with his mum and dad. And bro, he went on a speed dating thing and was just like, nope. Nope, nope. But the dread thing is, he didn't realize, obviously he's got a list of the names of the people you're gonna meet, and then you tick if you wanna link them, and you cross if you don't wanna link them. And if they tick you, then it's a match.
Mm-hmm.
If one of them crosses X, you get it.
I get the gist.
So yeah. Donnie didn't understand that you have to wait till they dip before you give them a cross. So he'll be like, cool, like, I like to hike. Do you like to hike? And she'll be like, nah, I don't really like to hike. And then man cross, be like, doesn't like to hike.
Oh my God.
And then he'll just carry on a conversation with the fat cross there.
Oh my God.
Fam? So.
Bless him.
Another autistic thing was there that used to go to his work.
Okay.
So he was like, yo, right, what are you doing here?
Yeah,
she was like, I'm looking for love, what are you doing here? And he was like, same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they were chatting. And then he went to ticket and he was like, oh, bruv, I don't know. Like, I don't want to ruin the friendship. I don't want to do. When I say he went off in a spiral, he said, you man, I need a break. Get me outside, any fresh air. And he said, bruv. Like, and he was like, Connor, he was shaking, fam. And he was like, it's not love, bro. It's just a crush.
Dude, sorry to cut you off.
You're good.
Do you know what that reminded me of when you say these fresh air? Do you remember that meme, that video that went around for time? Some white guy being held by police outside. He's like,
I can't breathe. I need air. The paedophile.
Yeah. Was it a pedo?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they caught him. They caught him.
He said, I can't breathe. I know you're there. Sweeten me.
Oh, God. And they told him, like, you're outside.
Yeah, bro, yeah, relax, bro. You're outside. But yeah, sorry. But yeah, I'm
Connor
so sorry.
Said, I need air. Get me outside.
Yeah.
And he was like, Connor, come on. Compose yourself. It's not love. Mm. It's just a crush, bro. Mm. It's not love. Screaming out there.
They're looking for love, not crush. Yeah,
he said, it's
they're
just a crush, bro. Chill. Mm. He had to bell his mum, like, mum, help. Damn. Help, I don't know what to do. She was like, bro, chill, it's calm. Mm. You got this. Mm. So he was like, all right, cool. Gave her a tick.
Okay.
The lady from the ting belled him the next day, said, homegirl ticked you. Mm. It's a match. He fucking panicked. I haven't seen the whole thing. He panicked. Oh. He was like, no, I'm not on it. And the mum was like, you're on it?
Yeah.
Calm down. Calm down.
Yeah.
It was cold, bro. Oh. Next up, this is the last one I'm going to talk about this time. Maybe I'll come back next week and talk about the rest.
Yeah, say less.
Tanner?
Yeah.
You knew I was going to talk Tanner in it.
Yeah.
Tanner?
Is that male or female?
Male.
Okay.
If you ever have a daughter, you'd want her to marry Tanner.
I swear.
Gentleman.
Swear.
Bro. Oh!
Yeah.
Tanner! Bro, first scene, he pops in. Donnie doesn't know what to do with his eyebrows.
What?
With his eyebrows. Bro, so say you're interviewing me.
Yeah.
He's like this. And they're like, cool. So like, what do you like? Yeah. Like, what do you don't like? And he's like this. And he's like, sorry, am I doing my eyebrows all right? And he's like, yeah, they're calm. He's like, I just want to make sure my eyebrows are right. He's like, this? Or like, how should I do my eyebrows? And he's like, just do your eyebrows however you want to do your eyebrows. He's like, I just want to make sure my eyebrows are right. And then like, you're like, that's dread. And then they're asking him like, have you ever been in love? And he's like, no, sir. He always says sir or madam. Oh, it murks you.
Yes, ma'am.
American? Is it American? The whole thing's American?
Yeah. The whole thing's American. Okay, so they're like, oh, have you ever...
You said US, innit? You did say US.
Yeah. And he's like, have you ever been in a relationship? He's like, what's that? And they're like, a relationship, like, you're with someone. He's like, what do you mean? I don't know what you mean. And he's like, oh, like, been in love with someone and together with them. He's like, no, sir. He's like, have you ever kissed anyone? No, sir. Would you like to? He's like, yes, sir. I'd love to. It's heartbreaking. Oh, heartbreaking.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, they have to send over a coach to teach him how to date. And he's like, if you took me to the zoo, like, how should we walk together? And he's like, well, I'm the boyfriend, so I should walk in front of you and I should lead you. And then she's like, but that might not make me feel good because you're walking in front of me and I can't talk to you. I want to talk to you. And he's like, yes, ma'am. I wouldn't want you to feel bad. Like, I want you to feel good.
Oh my God.
Broski.
Oh, my God.
It's, I haven't, like I said, I haven't seen the season. If any, he got a date with a Down syndrome thing. If she hurts him, if she fucking hurts him, bro.
You said it worse than a production company.
Bro.
Oh.
I can't handle it.
How many episodes in the season?
I'm not sure.
I want to say like 8, 9, something like
that. Oh, quick and easy.
Yeah, it's quick.
It's not a lot. Yeah.
But it has to be quick because it's so heavy.
Yeah.
It's really hard. Damn. It's really hard. And like, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, but I really hope Tanner finds love, boy. Mm. Bro, he's so nice.
Damn.
And all of them are so nice, bro. I need Connor to hold it down. I love James through and through, but like the other one who I will talk about, I can't remember. Do you remember her name? Homegirl that does the animation.
Danny?
It might be Danny or something like that.
It's Danny, yeah.
Yeah.
She was in season one.
She was in season one as well. Her and James belong together because they're not willing to tolerate riffraff.
Okay.
Yeah. She, when they ask her, what do you want, our love? She basically describes herself.
Okay.
She's like, I want him to have a successful animation business. That's what she has.
Oh, God.
I want him this. I want that and that. So she went on a date with a guy who's perfect for her. Mm-hmm. He loves to go to Comic-Con. He loves this, he loves that. Mm-hmm. And she was like, gang, he's handsome, he's everything. Bang, 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 perfect. And then, but he works at, where did he work? Can't remember, he works somewhere. And she was like, so how is that gonna work with like the animation business? Mm-hmm. This is the first date. And he's like, animation business?
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
She's like, bro, if you're not on an animation thing, you're just blocking me.
Yeah.
And you're wasting my time.
Yeah.
So she's just not on it. And then she wants to fuck.
I swear.
She's not shy about saying it. She wants to get dick.
Oh, is she a virgin?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure. She's mad pretty, so I wouldn't be surprised if she's not. But she wants dick.
Fair.
And something that happened with her auntie was like, someone said, have you asked him this kind of question or something like that? And she was like what? Like the size of his banana?
Yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah, I was like, rah.
Yeah, she wants some.
Yeah, rah. So I mean, she had a crush on one bruh, or she's been boys with one guy who she really likes. And the last episode, of course, she bailed him up and said, let's go on a date. But yeah, they fall deep in love immediately.
Mm.
It's really hard to watch. They fall deep immediately, every time.
Fuck.
Is it like, there's no like slow stages. Mm. There's either like, I'm not on it, or this is the love of my life. They fall deep. Yes, it's tough, bro.
I wonder what the, like legal processes, like the production company has to go through.
To be able to borderline exploit these people?
Yeah, do you see what I'm saying?
I get you.
Because surely like the amount of consent needed for this show is bonkers to me.
Yeah.
Mad.
It is really mad. It's really interesting, but it's a good show. I really do struggle with it because they fuck my heart up, man. They're, like, no one deserves them. They're so pure.
Mm.
No one deserves them.
Damn. That's heart-wrenching.
Yeah, man. It is a lot.
Damn.
It is really... Oh,
I might give it a spin.
Yeah, it's...
I might give it a spin.
Fuck.
Say less.
Cool, right. So, I've got a... excuse me. I've got a dilemma.
Okay.
Right. Again, from the ghostwriting crew, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, this one, again, came from Six Brown Chicks. I've been binging their page recently.
Yeah.
So juicy. This one is beyond hilarious.
Okay.
Cool. So, I'm a grown man... and I did the right thing. That's an opening statement.
Okay.
I'm a grown man and I did the right thing.
That sounds like a mistake already.
I thanked my wife for taking care of our kids and working multiple jobs to pay for my education. She invested in me and I landed a good job with a salary and I soon fell in love at work. I texted my wife that I wanted a divorce. I texted my wife that I wanted a divorce and the house and that she can take the kids.
I want the house as well.
Yeah. I want a divorce. I want the house. Take the kids.
This is a good trade-off.
Yeah. Permanently. That's what he said afterwards. She can take the kids. Full stop. Permanently. Full stop. I want a new life. I deserve a do-over with a woman who's on my level. My soon-to-be ex-wife launched a hate campaign against me at work. She emailed my boss about my affair. She posted a fake LinkedIn page that ruined my character. My work love has distanced herself because she's afraid she'll get fired or attacked. My boss mentioned, if your wife can't trust you, how can I? My career is pretty much over at this company. How do I earn my boss's trust and keep my work love? Advice. P.S. Women say they want honesty, but when I give it to you, I'm the bad guy.
What was this? What was the title of this?
I'm a grown man and I did the right thing.
That's the start of some trouble.
Wow. A man said, yes, you invested in me. You looked after our children. You worked two jobs. And you invested all that so I could get a good job.
I've got a salary now.
I'm up now. I'm going to need you to leave. You're just not on my level
now. You're not on my level. I need you to leave. Take the kids.
Take
all kids.
I deserve a do-over.
With my work wife. A man said I want a divorce over text.
Yeah.
Take the kids permanently.
Permanently. I don't want to see you anymore.
Do you know how rattled we would be if we received that text whilst we're in our own yards? From the love of our life.
That's like me sending, it's literally like me sending my love to Dr. Miami. And she says, babe, my confidence is low. I'm just gonna have to go out there.
Yeah.
My confidence is low. I want new lips, new teeth, new nose, tits.
Tits.
Yeah, I want the tummy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want a BBL.
Yeah, I want a fatty.
Yeah. I want all of this.
Mm.
I know you can't afford it right now.
Mm.
But if you just pick up an extra job, I think you can afford it. And I'm like, you know what, babe?
For you, I got it.
And for us,
yeah,
I got it.
Yeah.
So I grind and grind and grind and grind and grind. She comes back from Dr. Miami. cheeked up.
Looks nasty.
And looks...
Yeah, step over. Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah. And she rocks up to my yard with Dwayne Wade and just says, I deserve this. I deserve this.
Keep the kids.
Yeah, you keep the kids and get out. You're not on my level anymore. I'm sorry. You're just not on my level. You can see you're not on my level and I deserve a do-over. I've suffered long enough. Thank you for investing in me, but let me prosper. Please.
Hellfire.
Yeah, of course.
Hellfire.
I'll take the silicone out with my bare hands.
Bro, I'm saying things are getting popped. Things are getting popped. The lips, hips, and the dips getting popped.
Facts.
What the fuck?
Yeah, nah. Bro. Nah. Nah.
That's crazy, man.
Bro.
Man said, I'm an honest man and what? And I did the right thing.
Yeah, I did the right thing.
You're a delusional man, my bro.
Facts.
You did a terrible thing.
The worst thing.
Jesus, that's okay. Hilarious.
Trash news, man.
Yeah, yeah. Rent a Center is now renting out Jordan shoes for $19.99 a week with a $525 option to buy.
Pardon?
Mm-hmm. Family,
you can
yeah.
Rent Jordans from the store. These Air Jordan 5 Racer Blues sell for about $300 on the secondary sneaker sites. The offer is $375 to buy after passing $375 in rental. There's an offer to then buy the shoes for $525. If you rent them for a year, you get to keep them, but you would have paid $1,050.
What?
I've never heard anything like this before
in my
entire life.
What if someone rents and runs away? Will there be any prosecution? Asking for a friend.
Fact that, like, obviously it's going to be a direct debit thing, but it just doesn't make sense.
It really doesn't make sense.
The only thing I can fathom is, like, I have an event or a date, and I need her to see me in these off-white J's. I need to exude money and wealth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're going to cost me too much, but I can wear them for today and have for the whole week for 20 quid.
Mm.
Other than that,
that is pointless.
It doesn't make any fucking
sense. Someone said, imagine you're at the mall and they come repo your shit straight off your feet. Imagine.
That's straight disgusting, off your feet, bro. You know? Who's doing this?
Yeah, the business model is... It's questionable.
It doesn't make sense.
That's
I think they struggle. Thought they found a gold mine
with renting Jordans.
Yeah, and it's just clear it's a stupid idea.
Mm.
Bro, man said dudes are going to be leaving their dates when the clock strikes 12.
bro. Wow.
Like they're Cinderella or something.
Wow.
That's facts.
Ain't that on God?
Oh, wow.
But people rent clothing though. People rent suits.
Suits,
I would say. Yeah, suits. I think it's very different.
I guess not contact with the floor and
it's for actual events, blah blah. Some things you don't need an actual to own a tuxedo. You just buy or rent a tuxedo.
Yeah, some people only ever wear a tuxedo once in their life.
Exactly,
so it just doesn't make sense to buy it.
About five bills on a tux when you can rent it for a bill.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, kicks. That's tough.
It doesn't make sense.
Mm. That's tough. Wow. But interesting though.
The game is the game. They found a gap in the market. Clearly someone's buying it for it.
I reckon they're doing all right.
They probably are, bro. And the man that are having to do this are down bad.
Oh yeah. Their market is down horrifically.
Do you know how many Jordans I just don't wear?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I am intrigued to know what their weekly stock count looks like.
Mm.
Because I'm sure they're losing money.
And what are we doing about the creases? Who's thinking about the creases?
I thought about that.
First thing I thought about was how much the trainers are degrading time they get worn by whoever.
How do we even know the person before me wore socks all week?
You don't know nothing, bro.
The restoration.
It's like a bowling shoe situation.
Yeah.
They just spray it and put it back on the shelf.
Bonkers.
The restoration technique that they're using has to be absolutely flawless because the pair that you rent obviously needs to look fire.
Fresh, yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know how they're doing this, but.
That's tough,
man. They're doing it.
What is... Trying to think of something that I would consider renting.
Mm, that's the way to do it. It's whatever works for you in your life.
Yeah, because I was thinking if there was a system, I wouldn't do it. But I can imagine a time in my life where there's things that I perceive as like... Like, for example, if there's an option to rent a Rolex,
mm-hmm.
I would. That's something I would consider.
Mm.
Or rent an AP or something crazy like that and I had an event.
Mm. Yeah. That makes sense. I hear you.
I'll be thinking, no, that's not a bad shout. That's not a bad shout. Jays is crazy. To
that,
me.
That, yeah, to you, because you both have numerous pairs that you don't wear.
Exactly.
So it's not even the fact that, I think it's the fact that it's a crepe.
Yeah,
it's not. It could be any crepe. It doesn't matter.
Okay, fair.
It could be Adidas. It could be Nike. It could be whatever. Yeah,
fair.
Renting crepes
shoes, yeah,
just true. Doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm. It's very true.
Yeah,
I would never rent because there's kicks that I want that I'm never going to buy. There's the LV Air Force.
Yeah, I was thinking about the Air Force.
All whites.
Yeah,
they go bags. The resale for now is about 30k.
Bags, bro.
I'm never going to own that shoe, and it is a delicious shoe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not renting it.
Yeah,
it just doesn't make sense, bro.
It doesn't. Right, you had a question for the team.
The question for the team was, or is rather, obviously a few weeks ago, I asked you guys what you think your New Year's resolutions will be or is going to be. My question is, have you been following up with said New Year's resolutions from a few weeks ago and beginning of January? I want to re-up.
That's not fair, is it?
Accountability straight off the bat. Fair.
What was mine again? Therapy.
It was yours. You said therapy. You said continuation on your fitness because of the whoop
stuff. Yeah.
And that's all I can remember. I think yours was confidence. Yours was continuing to like play bass, stream.
Content creation,
stuff like that. So yeah, I remember like bits and bobs.
Okay. I can say for myself, 1,000,000%.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. My training at the minute is more like, in the last, this month, I promise you, man, this might sound crazy, I've done more cardio this month than I've done probably in the last 2 years combined, which is saying something.
Mm.
In the last 2 years combined, bro. Mm. So like really, really happy with my training.
Gang.
And obviously therapy, I've been going. So yeah, it's that I'm doing what I said I was gonna do.
Good. Ellis, confidence?
Yeah, man. I had like content creation in there as well. Already on that.
You did?
On a pod next week.
Let's go.
Looking forward to it.
Let's go.
Well done. Let's go.
It's gonna be good. I look forward to it.
GGs.
So yeah, I'm already on that. I want to start filming stuff on my own channel as well.
Nice.
In the next couple of weeks. I've got some ideas, so I'm gonna chuck some videos together. Yeah, confidence. That's just gonna be a long journey, bro.
Mm.
It ain't gonna be something I'm gonna fix in 2 weeks, you know what I mean? But yeah, like getting there. I've been reading, I've had a few people send me some books and stuff. So I've been reading a couple of them, trying a few different stuff. Like I've tried this spray. It's called like Rescue Remedy.
Spray. Heard of that. It's like an anti-anxiety?
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Okay.
I've got it here actually.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
It's just like a little spray.
Is it oral?
It's literally just like oral spray.
Can I try?
If you want, it mainly, I'm not gonna lie, it's a shit ton of alcohol in it.
It's just a lot of alcohol?
No, it's in like, it's not actual alcohol, but I don't know how to describe it. Like,
anti-anxiety, I swear.
It's got a lot of like grape, is it grape alcohol? Something like that? It tastes very alcoholy when you have it.
Okay.
Grape alcohol, but 27%?
Yeah, it's quite high.
Also, what? You just want to get you drunk.
Yeah, I lied. You just take a shot of tequila. It's the same thing.
Okay, so but
comfort and reassure.
It's okay.
I have heard of this before.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I try?
Yeah. I think it's pretty much a placebo, but I guess it works.
Yeah, cover my mouth because you have to go in.
Daddy.
Oh, it's alcoholic.
Yeah. Doesn't taste the best.
It tastes like hand sanitizer.
No, it tastes like fucking tequila.
That's what I said.
So they're just trying to lower your
shot of tequila instead.
Lower your heart rate a little bit. So
it literally tastes like tequila.
Yeah. Oh.
But like I said, I think it's pretty sure like it's a placebo. But I've used it in a couple of times. Like if I'm out and about and stuff, I'll use it. It seems to be doing all right. So
let's not play down the power of placebos though.
Placebos are important, man. True.
They were.
People look at placebo as a failure, but like, placebo realistically is the best case scenario.
Yes.
Fact.
The best true. Case scenario.
It actually is. Yeah. That actually fucking is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been, I used to do CBD and stuff.
Okay.
So I might start doing that again.
Okay.
So it's CBD oil.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently that's got a lot of benefits and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I might try doing stuff like that. But yeah, like I said, it's just going to take a while.
Cool, man.
Sick, it's good, man.
Yeah, at least make a progress.
Cool. GGs, man.
Remski?
Yeah, all good for me. Content creation's been up. Streaming every Sunday, every Wednesday. Been on that, consistent, doing really well. Following's going up, subs going up.
It is, man.
Gassed, man. Yeah.
Yeah, you're killing it, man. Mm-hmm. I said on the reacts the other day about how well you've been doing. Let's put Rem's Twitch on the screen. Everyone go follow Rem on Twitch. Yeah, man, you've been fucking killing it, bro. As I said yesterday, I'll say it again. Never been prouder. Never been happier. Like, so impressive.
Thank you, fam.
Killing it. And I am so overwhelmed with emotion about this subject. Like, I really, really am. Because, yeah, like, I'm actually gonna get emotional. I feel at the minute that, it's always been a case of, like, since me and Fio started this thing, there's always gonna be, like, once you get a few years, because, like, when you start something, no one really cares. Mm-hmm. They're happy you're doing it, mm-hmm. but it doesn't really mean anything. Mm-hmm. And then once you gain traction from it and gain success from it, you're already too many years ahead of anyone who's now been inspired. Mm. Anyone in your circle anyway, if anyone like you actually speak to and they're like, oh man, like I'd love to do something like that. You're already 3 years ahead of them. Mm. So they're gonna already disassociate themselves and be like, oh, I always wanted to do that, but it's too late now. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And like, not that Rem's ever done that, I'm just saying in general. That's usually the thing. And like, to actually watch one of my closest friends wake up and just be like, this year I'm actually gonna take it seriously. And in the space of 4 weeks, 10x'd his sub count and has remained consistent. Obviously we've got that special shoot tomorrow. I heard Ellis ask him earlier, like, oh, does that mean you can't stream? And I said, I'll just do it later. Mm. Like he's working, bro. Mm. And it's paying insane dividends. Mm. And it's just like, fuck, like absolute fuck. Like my boy's actually doing it.
Yeah,
my boy's making pee online.
Yeah, man.
That's what means you're a professional. Yeah. When we got our first Patreon, I messaged him and I was like, it turns out we're professionals now. We're professionals. Yeah. We get paid to do what we love.
Yeah,
and Rem's a professional streamer, bro.
Yep.
That's fucking insane. That's so fucking cool.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, you've been consistent.
Let's go.
You've been fucking GGs.
Oh, GGs. Fucking man. Sick, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much.
Yourself?
Myself. So mine was, what was mine?
A lot of
less gluttony, which I've done.
Wow.
Yeah. Less
procrastination, you said.
Less procrastination, which I have been doing, bar probably one or two things. Things I do forget or don't have time to do at the time, I have been writing down and like getting to them later. I am finding myself more prepared, especially for work days, especially Tuesdays more than like Mondays, because I don't have to use my brain as much on a Monday. More so for Tuesdays, I'm more prepared. I am still continuing therapy. I've also, obviously, you might know, dived into ADHD world and like tried to figure that stuff out as well. So I feel like my self-care has been up this past few weeks. Bar last week, training has been good. I mean, continuously going on with the Whoop Challenge as well. So yeah, I feel like this past month or this January has been a very good January for my resolutions, man. So good. Yeah, I'm going to keep up for February as well and see what I'm going. I'm going to be asking, man, every month to see, make sure everyone's on it.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Calm. Yeah,
I'm down for that.
On it. Yeah,
down.
Cool.
Sick. Right, I've got Who Am I, okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes. I get excited when I get to play.
Yeah. Pause, bro.
If I can recall correctly, last week you said this week's one isn't going to be from a film.
Okay, cool.
Or TV.
I shouldn't have said that.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
What did you think?
You thought you were going to say the scores?
Yes, I did think you were going to say that.
Apparently.
There's no apparently.
Allegedly.
Oh, I fucked the scores up, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, I know I did. I fucking realised, like, last night, I rewatched the episode, I was like, for fuck's sake, and I knew the comments were going to go nuts as well.
Yeah.
I fucked it up, so I think it's 2-2.
Maybe.
Pretty sure it's 2-2.
What did you write? Right.
I need to recalculate. I gave you a point rather than for the Hercules. I gave you a point.
Oh, yeah, he did say Hercules. Yeah, I fucked it up. So what is the actual scores? What are these scores?
I'm pretty sure it's 2-2.
2-2-0.
Because you got Hercules, and did you get Harry Potter?
I got Harry Potter first ever game.
I got Neo and...
You got Neo and...
Goku.
So it's 2-2.
Right, so this one's a little bit different. I am going to have to... So the end of this, because you know how I usually do chapters give you opportunity. The end of this, I'm just going to go, this one is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to go throughout the whole thing.
Okay.
At the end, you will know I'm done when I say, who am I?
Okay.
Okay.
That is your guys' opportunity to say.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you one shot. Otherwise, it's just ba 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 ba. If everyone has a chance and obviously doesn't get it, then we can go again. If you feel like you know. Does that make sense?
Okay. So you don't have chapters, you have one paragraph.
I've got one who long am I, thing.
And then we go one, 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 whatever order.
Right.
And if the whole circle doesn't get it, we go again one, one, one.
So no, we're not doing one, one, one. As soon as I say who am I, if you know and you know, first one to say it,
okay,
gets it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But if you man have both spoken and Ellis hasn't said anything, once you man have done that,
it's Ellis.
I will wait for Ellis if he wants to say something.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah?
Yep.
Can I interject whilst you're saying the paragraph?
No.
Oh.
So that's yes when you listen to that who am I.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But just remember, once you've burnt it, so if you don't know, be careful, because if you're just gonna say it for the sake of saying it, you fucked it for yourself.
Yeah.
If in case it lands. Okay? Who am I? I'm him. I wanna be him because I'm him. I need to be him because I promise you I am him. I have friends who love me, but I don't think they know that I'm him. My mum truly loves me. She's helped me realize that I'm him. I know where I need to go, and I know what I need to do. I had mentors around me. They helped me train to be him. I took the lessons I needed and continued my path to be him. I used what they taught me to outgrow them, and they hated me for it. They hate me because I'm him. After years of hard work and using my gifts, my peers are finally starting to see. I impress them, I fascinate them, I shock and surprise them, but they won't let me become him. It's time for me to stop waiting and take and take action into my own hands. If they won't give me the title, I'll take it for myself. Today, I heard someone refer to me as him. The day has arrived. I'm him. I heard it again. I'm him. They know who I am. I'm him. They see who I am. And in case they just missed it, I'll remind them again. I'm him. I told them again. I'm him. I showed them again. I'm him. The more I remind them I'm him, the quicker they forget that I'm him. They say if I was who I think I am, I wouldn't be screaming I'm him. They push me away now, but I'm him. They say I'm insane now, but I'm him. I did all that because I'm him. Why can't they remember I'm him? Who am I?
That's a tough one.
It is very different.
Very well written, by the way.
Very well
written. Very fucking well written.
Very well written.
Thank you.
It's fucking awesome.
I don't want to be the first one to guess, and that's my chance burn, you know?
I have no fucking idea.
Is it me?
Is it you?
Not me, but like, is it like a, I was wondering if it's like a trick one where-
It's not, oh.
It's like-
What, sorry?
Not me personally.
No, I was thinking, to we're me, live.
I'm-
I was thinking, we're live and you're asking if him is you. Sorry, full disclosure, it's not a trick.
Okay, cool.
Right,
cool,
yeah.
And take Ellis's clue from earlier, it's not a fictional character.
Okay, cool.
Can you repeat the thingy?
Or you want me to go through it again? Yeah.
I feel like I have a clue who it is, but that's my ting burn if I say it.
We can, but if you, what I can do is if you want to answer,
yeah,
and then I can ask these man right now before I go through it again, if they don't have something for me, because we're not going to be here all day.
Yeah.
What was your guess?
You had a guess?
My guess was based on the thought that if it was a trick one where it's actually each and individual one of us, so the story is you're him, or Ellis is him.
No, it's not a trick. It's an actual person.
Okay,
no. Is it Jesus Christ?
No, it's not.
Damn.
No, it's not.
Good guess.
But keep that mentality.
Okay.
It's so funny that you said that.
Okay.
It's actually fucking funny that you said that. Any more guesses?
No.
No? All right. I'm going to go through it one more time and I'll try and slightly emphasize the bits that will potentially help. I'm him. I want to be him because I'm him. I need to be him because I promise you I am him. I have friends who love me, but I don't think that they I don't think they know that I'm him. My mum truly loves me. She's helped me realize I'm him. I know where I need to go and I know what I need to do. I had mentors around me. They helped me train to be him. I took the lessons I needed and continued my path to be him. I used what they taught me to outgrow them and they hated me for it. They hate me because I'm him. After years of hard work and using my gifts, my peers are finally starting to see. I impress them. I fascinate them. I shock and surprise them. But they won't let me become him. It's time for me to stop waiting and take action into my own hands. If they won't give me the title, I'll take it for myself. Today, I heard someone refer to me as him. The day has arrived. I am him. I heard it again. I'm him. They know who I am. I'm him. They see who I am. And in case they've just missed it, I'll remind them again that I'm him. I told them again, I'm him. I showed them again, I'm him. The more I remind them I'm him, the quicker they forget that I'm him. They say, if I was who I think I am, I wouldn't be screaming that I'm him. They push me away now, but I'm him. They say I'm insane now, but I'm him. I did all that because I'm him. Why can't they remember I'm him? Who am I?
Kanye West.
Yes! It's Kanye West! Well fucking done, Fuhad! Well done! Well done!
Yeah.
That's gassed me. Well done, bro. Well done.
Yes.
What got you there?
I think the last few bars, after the last few bars, and then it reminded me of saying, oh, I'm insane right now, but I'm him. My mother, something, I'm him. Then I started thinking, oh, my gifts, this, that. He's the only person on this planet that has that mentality.
Yeah, literally.
That we know of, like, in that way. So I was like, when you said keep that mentality, Jesus.
Bro, yeah, when you said Jesus, and I was like, you actually, it's scary how close you actually are.
But you're not. Yeah,
you're far off, but like, as far as if I'm embodying him, Jesus is the right answer. Yeah. Jesus would be the only one I'd be willing to accept.
Because I think it has to be Jesus. But yeah, Kanye West.
Gang, you actually got it. That's fucking cool, man.
Very well written.
Thank you, bro.
Did you write that?
Yeah, of course I wrote it.
Did you actually write it?
Who the fuck else is gonna write that?
I don't know, bro, I'm just asking.
I was here writing it.
I'm just asking, bro. Very well written.
Very well written.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
All right, gang. Right, guys. Let us know if you got Kanye West.
Yeah.
As always, this has been a really, really good episode.
It has been.
I've really,
really
enjoyed
episode.
This one.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, guys. And yeah, head on over to Patreon. Join us on the Whoop, gang.
Sure.
And yeah, love.
Gang, gang, gang.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.